that you would like to put in the chat, or are you just here to listen?
Would it be easier for me to talk since it's just me? Or you want
Sure.
me to put it in the chat?
No, it would be easier for you to talk if it's just you. So, yeah, everyone else that's here, Emma, Christina, and Wendy, they're all students who've been through the program before. So you're the only one from the wait list who's here, which is weird because there's 211 people on the wait list, and I can't believe out of 211 we got one. So
Wow.
that's like either everyone's made their minds up already and they don't need this call, or maybe I don't know. But yeah, Courtney, why don't you just share and say or ask whatever you need.
Sure. I actually took your thawing to freeze course a couple of weekends ago, which was really great. And it definitely piqued my interest about feel without fear. So I'm not sure I came with specific questions, but more just, I guess, wanting, yeah, just to hear about more specifically like what the program is about. And I'm so thankful that you do have these people here that have been through it to kind of hear just what the experience was like and what the biggest takeaways were. Because it is definitely a financial investment. And I am in the like mental health field myself, so I understand that it's worth it. I'm not discounting the worth of this at all, but certainly just want to make sure, I do my due diligence on it. So yeah, I would just love to hear what people's experiences were, what the biggest takeaways were, and just maybe a little more specifics about how the program works.
Okay, that's so perfect. That's exactly what we're going to talk about. So, I would like to welcome Emma, Christina, and Wendy, who are all students who have gone through Feel Without Fear. And they're here to share their experiences and answer any questions that you might have. I'm here also. So that's the perfect question to start with, Courtney. Okay, so first, Courtney, since you are new here and you sounds like you're new to my work, I just kind of want to tell you about what Feel Without Fear is for me and like how it came to be. So in December 2021, so over 3 years ago at this point, no, 2 years ago at this point, because we just started 2024. I was experiencing some really weird pelvic pain, and I have a history with pelvic pain. And my history with pelvic pain is that whenever I've had it before, I needed some pretty serious interventions like pelvic floor physical therapy. And I actually did a surgery at one point because I had varicose veins in my pelvis. And so this December afternoon was like a couple of years away from doing all of those things and thinking that I had gotten better and was probably fine and was past the roughest part of it. And then I just woke up one day and had the weirdest like pain and sensation and heaviness. And it was reminiscent of the pelvic issues that I had had before. And so, of course, the voice in my head was like, oh no, here we go again. Like, oh my gosh, we're gonna have to go through it all again. And so I had anxiety. It was like very much specific to health anxiety, just the what ifs and the catastrophization and hypervigilance with my body. You know, like every little twinge, I was acutely aware of it, hyper focused on it. I was like dissociated into my body where I wasn't even really present with the outside world because I was like so dissociating into my body, trying to figure out what was going on with me. And I had a couch in my office at that time, and I went and I laid on the couch and I was crying and I was, you know, I had awareness and I was able to feel, but the voices of catastrophe and like doom and, you know, waiting for the worst next shoe to drop and all of that were super, super loud. And so I was crying and I just like had my hands on my pelvis and I was kind of rubbing my lower abdomen. I was noticing that I was super resistant to what I was feeling and, you know, was trying really hard to keep my head above the proverbial water of like getting drowned by the voices in my head. And I have a pattern and a history of health anxiety. And so the pattern that I used to have whenever I would go into the throes of health anxiety was like immediately getting on Google and going down the Google rabbit hole of trying to diagnose myself or figure out what might be wrong, which always leads to like worst case scenario. Because if you Google anything, you're going to get like a Healthline or a WebMD article that's like, you probably have stage three sarcoma, whatever. Like, it's always like the worst case. And of course, you never get answers from Google that's like, here's why what you're experiencing might be emotional in nature. Like you just get the like worst possible scenarios. And so I was like, all right, I'm having this pain. I don't know what's going on. I'm aware of the voice in my head that's catastrophizing. I'm aware of wanting to fix this, of wanting to have certainty of what's going on. But I know that I don't want to repeat the past pattern of going down that Google rabbit hole because it only leads to more anxiety. So, like, what else is there? And like, feel without fear, that phrase like dropped in my heart. And it was like my highest self or God or whatever you like to call that was like, just feel it and don't be afraid. Like, feel without fear. Like, this is what your body's doing. So just feel it. And that was kind of the, I don't know, it was a turning point for me. And I was like, oh, that's literally like the work that I do in the world is I literally help people feel their feelings, even when they're really scary or uncomfortable. And instead of reacting to them and repeating all of these patterns that we have that aren't working in our lives, like that's exactly what we're trying to do is like feel what's happening without reactivity and without fear and without judging it and without pathologizing it or trying to fix it or make it go away. Like, what if we could just learn how to be totally present with everything that we feel, whether we would label it good or bad or right or wrong or healthy or unhealthy? Like, what if we could just learn how to feel whatever we feel without all of this fear attached to it? And fear comes across as, resistance is fear, avoidance is fear, pathologizing is fear, catastrophizing is fear. So when we meet our own feelings with these very, catastrophizing about them, pathologizing them, it like wants us to, it makes us want to separate ourselves from the feeling, right? It makes us like be like, well, I don't want to have that experience in my body because it's bad or it's wrong. I'm using air quotes there. Because it's not bad or wrong. It's just what the body's doing. And so anyway, another, over 2 years went by and I got the phrase in my awareness, but then after that, it was the universe was like, no, now you have to like live it. Like now you have to apply this to more than just pelvic pain. Like, can you feel without fear when you're in the midst of another trigger? Can you feel without fear whenever you're in the midst of a conflict or some sort of uncomfortable confrontation? Can you feel without fear when you get sick? Can you feel without like, and so I just had to learn all these different ways to start feeling without fear. And then that led to, oh, I can see how I'm in a small window of tolerance. And this would actually be more expansive for me if I could hold this experience. So how do I widen my window of tolerance? It also, gave me a huge opportunity to deal with my greatest trigger of all, which is the fear of abandonment. And so, like, feeling my way through in a couple of relationships where this fear gets poked really strongly, without freaking out and without, with my husband, like, what I would do was, if we would be in a conflict or something and I felt like I wasn't being heard or, we weren't seeing eye to eye on something or whatever, I got to a point where I would just be like, well, maybe we're not even supposed to be together. Like maybe this is just the end of our relationship or whatever. And as I was able to like feel that without fear, I could see that jumping to, well, maybe we're not supposed to be together was actually trying to protect me from the pain of doing the work to be vulnerable and authentic with my husband and share my deepest truths. It was like the possibility of leaving him or divorcing him to that wounded part of me seemed easier or somehow better than staying and being vulnerable and being authentic and really sharing like some truths that I was super uncomfortable to share about like where I felt like I wasn't met or where I felt like I wasn't seen. And he was able to do the same thing. And so Feel Without Fear started for me being in a place of health anxiety, but what we've all learned, and Eliana is also one of my students. So thanks for coming, Eliana. So what Eliana, Emma, Christina, Wendy, and I, and many other women have learned is that there isn't anything wrong with us. We aren't broken, so we don't need to be fixed. And our feelings can actually serve as really powerful messengers for what our bodies need or like what our desires are, where we're being led with our intuition. And so, yeah, that's what I wanted to have you guys here for. So hopefully that shares the history of Feel Without Fear, adequately enough. So in Feel Without Fear, the logistics of the program are that it is about 4 months long. Over the course of 4 months, we have 6 live workshops together. So Courtney, you've been to one of my workshops. Kimberly, hi, you've been to one of my workshops too. You were at the Freeze Response and I think you've done Nervous System 101. So both of you have had experiences in my workshops. So you know that my workshops are like a whole experience. They're not just like, you know, show up and get a bunch of surface level information. Like they're really in depth. I do really detailed slides. I give you a lot of information. So Feel Without Fear workshops are like that, but there's 6 of them. So they're usually between 3 and 4 hours long. There's teaching with slides, and then we take a break and we come back for the Q&A. So both of you have been in my workshops before, so you know that my Q&As are lengthy and I'll stay on to answer questions for as long as you need. There's lots of coaching that happens in the Q&A. And then after the workshops, after each workshop, we meet the next week for a group coaching call. And those are about 2 hours long too. So you have a lot of opportunities to interact with me, to ask a lot of questions. I do give some homework after the group coaching calls so that you can kind of be practicing, implementing, integrating things in between calls and workshops. And then at the end, we have a final integration ceremony and we close it all out and feel together, witness one another, because we are ultimately working towards like being more vulnerable and authentic. So the integration ceremony is a pretty vulnerable time to be authentic and express and feel. And it's really powerful to witness one another in doing that. It's also powerful to express in that way in a safe space. So those are kind of the logistics of Feel Without Fear. But now I would love to turn it over to my 4 students who are here. So maybe each of you could take like 2 to 4 minutes to maybe just talk about like what was so powerful about Feel Without Fear for you, what life was like before versus what life feels like now, how this has helped you on your healing journey, and anything else that feels relevant. So, Wendy, why don't we start with you? Yeah, just 2 to 4 minutes. And
I was like, she's going to call me first. I have. Hi, I'm Wendy. Well, first of all, like a year ago, I wouldn't be showing up to this, like something like this on screen. To share like in my experience and not be overthinking it and nervous and anxious. So like I can sit with that because I've experienced that with the people on this screen, especially, but just in general that I've practiced, like I've practiced being vulnerable in front of other people. And that part of being with a group is really so nice. What I will say about, if you've already done something with Lindsay, then you know you're drawn to her and how she teaches, what she shares, whatever it is you're feeling that you're drawn to. Like to me, anything Lindsay's doing, I'm like, show up for it because you're going to get, like, I'm going to always get something out of it. Like there's such sincerity and heart and kindness. So like, to me, that's the core of like, who do you feel safe with? Who do you feel drawn to do work with? And I have never invested this kind of money in myself. So Courtney, like you're mentioning, it is an investment, not that you're doubting the value, but for me, that absolutely was like a no brainer. Once I was like in, I'm like made that leap. And that was the biggest part, is just taking that leap into it. But the main thing is like, I now, I'm not like scared of myself, and I'm 51 and I've been in like survival mode my whole life. And I have been on the like diligent pursuit of finding every single thing possible since I was like 18 years old of what could help me with my panic attacks, my anxiety. Like I didn't, my disassociation, I didn't know what any of that was. I did, like, I've been on this crusade. Like this is my life thing that I'm like my what I have to overcome. Or so it's after that many years. And I mean, like looking into everything, not necessarily taking a ton of courses or anything like that, but like really introspective, looking out whatever resources I could find before the internet. I mean, like I was scouring the lands. And so when you see something that like resonates with words and a person, like they can't, that can't be faked. Like, you know, okay, that person gets what I'm feeling, and they're saying all these things that make sense to me. And when I read their words, that is like what I've never hadn't ever seen anything or felt anything like that as I got familiar with Lindsay's page and was like, okay, there's something there. Like, this is the first time I've ever seen this or felt this, like I'm not so alone. And so just the very part about like working with someone that you feel comfortable with, and that like the space is so like safe and kind and loving and fun and sweet. And like, just you, I mean, to me, like if you get around some authentic space, like that just feels so good. And it's so new to me too, like to feel like I can open up and share my experiences, and the whole format of it, of just learning and then being able to talk and having that, like, I mean, to me, it's invaluable to have that kind of attention with Lindsay, like with the feedback. And I'm not like, yeah, I'm a fangirl over here, like Lindsay Club. Yeah. So for sure. Like, yes,
so you helped
like change major things in my life. Like, and I get to feel it in me and get to be like, say this, these things and express them and be excited, where I was like so shut down and frozen. And now I like can be in my body and know that like, I'm not trying to solve everything and get over myself or get over all these things. I'm like trying to meet myself and work with myself, get to know like all these emotions that I've never experienced, that I didn't, like I was too frozen to ever feel stuff. So like, really, it is that feel without fear is the perfect wording for it, because it's just about, for wherever any of us are at in our life, whatever we're dealing with, we all have that like commonality that there's something there that like maybe we're avoiding or not like pushing away about ourselves and resisting. And so that resistance, I mean, I've always been in this protection, like coiled up. So this has allowed me to like breathe, and like my cells are breathing and they have room now. So there's a ton of like tools, of course, like there's, you know, helpful things to do, but like, it's more about just being in the experience. And it's really like, it's just really special. Like if you find people to be around like this, like, oh my gosh, like sign me up. Yeah. So it's just, that's my experience. There's a big difference in last year beating myself up, just, you know, not like judging myself still. And then now not totally loving myself, just trying to, just being able to learn how to be for the first time and be vulnerable is a huge part. Cause like, as I show up being vulnerable and more authentic, which I haven't really felt that so much before, I see what comes from that. And like, and witnessing other people, I think is really powerful too. Like through our groups, watching other people, what they share, like you, I think groups are so powerful, cause you learn from the people in the group and you feel them, like you just feel connected. And that's huge to me. I was really isolating and doing so much alone. So it's a really powerful process. And yeah, so I mean, you know me, I'm always like, yeah, Lindsay.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm here for it.
Thank you, Wendy. I appreciate that so much. I love that your that Feel Without Fear helped to get you off of the like solo journey, and it allowed you to call in other people and to be seen and to be vulnerable in front of others, and that you're not as judgmental of yourself anymore. Yeah, I'm really, really excited that you had that experience. So thank you so much.
Thanks,
Emma, can I ask you to share next for 2 to 4 minutes?
I'm like, ditto. You just said everything that I wanted to say. I think for me personally, just the amount of knowledge that you have and the way you teach it is very unique. And as a former teacher, like I could have been very critical, but I really appreciate the way you teach. And I think just the layout of the program in terms of how long it is really unique too, in that you're not, at least my experience, you just never feel alone, because you know, like, oh, there's another workshop coming up, there's another Q&A coming up, there's another group coaching, like there's always another opportunity for you to say what you want to say and feel how you want to feel. And it's made me like not just be able to deal with my personal stuff, but it's made me like a better wife and a better sister and a better coach and a better just human, really. Like, so I used to teach early childhood, and if we could teach those kids this stuff, I genuinely think that would be like world changing, because they wouldn't grow up with all these problems. Because they'd be able to feel their feelings. And like a lot of people tell me that I'm really good at holding space for them and letting them feel their feelings. And this program made me realize that I wasn't doing that for myself. And I was like, oh, but I'm so good at it. Like, why can't I do it with myself? And, you know, I went through a lot this program. And it's given me so much permission because of the things like Wendy said, like, oh, that's nice, Courtney. That's exactly me. Yeah. Like Wendy said, there's support from strangers that you've never met, because you have created this container where almost instantly you just feel safe, which is mind-blowing. And even, I think even the phrase feel without fear, like I've heard so many other people be like, be scared and do it anyway. And that's never resonated with me, because I'm scared. I can't do the thing because I'm scared. So having it be, you've allowed it to kind of, fear can exist and you can do it anyway, but there's this in-between space that makes that happen. And all the like nervous system tools, all the education, I already had a lot of that, but actually doing it, I think, has been the benefit of this program. It's actually that space to give to yourself and be like, oh, it's on my calendar. Here is the time that I can do this thing. And I know I can do it safely. Even if I am a bit scared, it's still like, I don't know anybody from anybody. And now I have this whole group of people who I can be like, hey, remember when Lindsay said this? What did she mean? Or, oh, I'm feeling this feeling. Can you help me out with it? And they're like, yep, no problem.
Love
It's
it.
like, I don't know how you did it, but
Thank you. I love that, Emma. Are you willing to share how what you learned in Feel Without Fear helped you recently with your cat, Jake?
I might start crying.
That's okay. I think you know by now, but that's fine.
I was just gonna say, but it's okay to cry. Like, even just that, like, kind of like what Wendy said about showing up here and being on camera and crying. Like, I had that the little voice in my head was like, no, don't do it, because you'll cry and then everyone will judge you. And then I was like, I don't do that anymore. Like, I cry like on demand now. So I have a cat, a very elderly cat. He's 16 and he's been having some health issues. And the health anxiety workshop in Lindsay's series made me realize that I was having health anxiety about him, and I was being very like hypervigilant. I was being very what if, catastrophizing, checking on him all the time, like making, I don't know if I told you this, but at one point I made like a flow chart of if I feed him this, then this might happen. And if we go to the vet and this diagnosis happens, then we can do this. And it was like the you know that meme where there's Charlie Day and he's got like the board behind him with all the red, yes. red lines connecting it. It was literally like that. And this program made me kind of just go, okay, let's just pause and wait. And I got to have that anticipatory grief and feel all those feelings. And as it moved through me, I was able to then logically come up with a plan. And I think for me personally, the biggest thing was leaning into trust when I was trying to seek for certainty. I just wanted to be certain. I just wanted someone to say, this is what's wrong with him, and this is the medication, or this is how long, even if it was bad news, I'd be like, I'd rather know how long he's got left to live and just know than not know. And realizing that I couldn't get that and having to lean into trust to be like, okay, I trust that what we're doing right now is what's best for him. And if whatever happens, happens, we'll make a new decision then. And it's just like, I can feel it in my chest already. Like I can feel the anxiety is there, but it's okay that it's there. Mm-hmm. And it's just another thing where already I can see my little, I have like a visual filing cabinet of tools, and I'm like, oh, I wonder what tool to use today to help with this anxiety. But it's not, I'm not running to get it. I'm not like rushing to find the right one. I'm just like, oh yeah, they're all there. It's okay, but first we do this bit. Mm-hmm. And that slow down process has been transformational, because I'm not running on that fear to get it fixed. I'm just like, okay, they're there. I can use them when I want and need to. And this is okay to feel this way.
Yeah. Mm. Chills.
And even then a little voice was like, you should say, does that make sense? And I'm like, no,
of course it makes sense.
And you all can figure it out. Like,
of course it makes sense. I love that, Emma, so much. I love that you were able to clearly see where you were, the catastrophization and the flow chart and all of that was really contributing to the cycle of like catastrophization and overthinking it and mm-hmm. fear. But then whenever you leaned into like, okay, I trust whatever we're doing right now, I trust that it's the thing we're supposed to do. And we just got to get through until we get to the vet on this day. And then if we need to change what we're going to do, then that's what we're going to do. And like, you were able to be present with every step of the process instead of, oh my gosh, I have to figure it out all right now. And we have to have a plan right this minute. And right. Like it, like, and that slowing down, I love that you like brought that into it, is the slowing down, because I feel like we do a lot of that in Feel Without Fear, right? We do a lot mm-hmm. of like, okay, slow down. Like, let's really feel this. Let's find it in our bodies. Let's be present with the voices in our heads. Like, it's over and over this process of noticing, pausing, being curious versus, oh, there's the feeling. Now I have to just do something, right? Like, which is what a lot of us were doing before, including
myself. Oh yeah, for sure. And just as an update, he is doing a lot better now since he's been to the vet and had his ultrasound. And even though it was quite bad news, it was news that we could do something about. And as like a, when we got home from the vet, it was really weird because me and my husband were both, this is what I mean about it benefiting other people, not just you, when you do this program. So me and my husband were both kind of like, oh, is everything okay? Like, we were almost neutral about it.
Yeah.
Even though it was not good, because we'd already done all the processing of the feelings and we'd had the trust that no matter what the vet said, this is where we're going next. We didn't have that like big explosion of feelings, which was has been my go-to since I was a little kid, like shove everything down. And then eventually it implodes and just goes everywhere. But we just didn't have that. We were just like, okay, this is the plan. And that's given us so much more space to just like love on him and actually spend some really quality time with him and not, you know, spend that time that we do have with him worried and stressed and anxious all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Thank you so much, Emma.
You're welcome.
Eliana, would you like to share next?
Yes, of course. So where to start? I guess I should start by saying that I remember signing up and getting ready for it. And this found me in a place in my life where I was like still in that loop of like, I need to do a protocol, or I probably have to try some supplements, or this is like a new set of things to do to like immediately give me this like unrealistic result that I was expecting to get out of it. And it's not like that. And it's good that it's not like that. I know a lot of us in our anxiety or our panic or, you know, what we're feeling, we want like instant gratification. But in that instant gratification, you just miss so many steps and like actual lasting healing that you can carry on in your journey. So being a part of, you know, Feel Without Fear helped me to realize that A, that's not going to happen. Like you have to go through the things. And that there's way more fear surrounding, like there's more fear of fear than you actually sitting with yourself and letting yourself go through the, you know, the motions and the emotions. Yes, it's challenging, you know, it's not going to be a walk in the park, but there's so much more fear in you avoiding it and not wanting to deal with it or thinking that you can just like kind of numb it away than actually going through the steps of, you know, feeling what is going on. I'm looking at my little notes here because I want to make sure like I get everything that I want to say out. Another thing that I loved was just being able to be with a group of people that were like-minded, like I wasn't alone. I could hear their experiences, which helped me feel less lonely, less out of place. Know that I'm part of like this bigger collective that is doing the work and that is there for each other. I love the fact that I have the recordings and the information. So if ever I'm going through a moment where I'm like, crap, like some things are resurfacing and I need to kind of walk back and figure out where to start or what to kind of go over, it's there for me. I can have easy access to that information. What else here? In my journey, a big shift has happened in two areas. One, giving myself permission to like take certain steps and actions in my life that before I was so afraid. Like I was just so afraid of what would come after. And I can't remember who spoke about having trust more than certainty. Was it you, Emma, maybe, that said something like that? Okay, yeah. So, you know, you're not gonna have the answers directly, you know, pinpointed out to what's going to happen in the future, but this has helped me, being a part of this has helped me develop trust within myself, and that no matter what comes, I believe in myself. I have what it takes to be able to take on, you know, the ebbs and the flows, whether it's great or it's less than great. Like I finally have trust in myself. You know what I mean? It's a work in progress every day, but for the first time, I believe in myself. And I thank you for that, because it's all in the way that you set up the workshops, the information that you're giving us, and you're teaching us that like we can take control back for ourselves and our lives. So I really appreciate you and love you for that. So I just want to say that.
I love you too, Eliana. Yeah. So however much you feel comfortable sharing is fine, but, is it okay if you share about like two kind of really big life things that you're doing since Feel Without Fear has been over? Well, in yes. Your relationship and in your business?
Yes. Yes, of course. Is that okay? Yeah, of course. So yeah, big shift. So I have been married, you know, with my husband. I've been with him for about 10 years. Things have been less than healthy. Like it's a very difficult and unhealthy relationship. And I've always felt like dependent on staying in that repetitive cycle. And now that I have built up these tools and I realize what I need, what I want, what is good for me and my children, I am leaving the relationship. I'm getting separated. And if it comes down to divorce in the future, it comes. I'm no longer freaking out like, oh my God, well, what if it does? Or what if I take a break and, you know, he doesn't change. I'm not worried about him changing. I'm not worried about what's coming. I'm worried about taking care of myself right now and focusing on what's going to make me a healthier, better person. And then with my business, that's another thing. Like, I've always been a part of the like corporate world, and like you have to work your 9 to 5, which there's nothing wrong with that if that's, you know, for whoever. But in my journey, I've always been so terrified of veering away from that, even the slightest bit. And this past year, I did start a baking business, but for the first time, I have the confidence that, like, okay, we're going to make this, like, we have some steps to take, but we're going to make this our income. We're going to be able to one day leave that 9 to 5, and to be able to just have faith to do that is like insane for those that know me personally, because I'm like, I've never been like the experimenting or like take a leap kind of person. So I think that's amazing.
I do too.
Thank you.
Yes. And do you think that, I mean, and you do not have to give Fuel Without Fear credit for this, but I'm curious if it resonates. Do you think that taking these bigger steps, like these leaps of leaving a relationship and starting a brick and mortar business, like, would you have, before Feel Without Fear, if these same opportunities had been there for you, would you have like found ways to talk yourself out of it? Would you have like had justifications for why you shouldn't?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Because you need to, like, I feel that everything that we come, you know, come up to, like me finding you, I feel like that was meant to be. That had to come in my journey to help me get to a different level. So absolutely. If I wouldn't have, it seems so little, but it's so like huge to be able to learn how to regulate yourself, to understand like the mechanism of what's even happening, so that you can then be like, okay, I can actually do something about it. Because if I didn't have those kind of core things, how would I have, I wouldn't have the belief in myself to take bigger steps. Like, I would just be stuck. So for me, it was meant to happen. And it's what I needed to give me the push and the okay to say, okay, let's do this. So yeah.
I'm so proud of you, Eliana. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you. All right, Christina, love, your turn.
Hey there. I have a little cold, so my voice is a little rough.
Okay, no worries.
Yeah. So I am so grateful still that I took Fear Without Fear after thawing the freeze response and Nervous System 101. And it wasn't just about the information, because I got a lot of that before, but the way you provided that information, and especially the group. For me, that was like so healing, just to be witnessed by other people and not be like judged for my emotions. Like, I remember I was crying, I was screaming, I was laughing. And nobody said like, you're too much, stop it, stop crying, it's not that bad, or anything like that. And it was just like so validating for me, and it was such a new experience for me. And I have this issue with this fear of being too much, which has pretty much made me not having a relationship, like a romantic relationship before, or not long romantic relationships, because I was so scared of being left for being too much that I just broke off everything that could lead to a romantic relationship. So, and after Feel Without Fear, I am now in a relationship of 3 months, and it's going great. I mean, I'm still so freaking scared a lot of the time, and just like saying my needs and voicing my feelings and emotions is like, it's so hard sometimes, but I still do it. And it's so great for me to experience that I can do that, and there is someone who stays with me through it, and who's willing to work with me on it. And I'm not too much, just because I have needs and I'm communicating them. And this is something that would have not been possible for me like a year ago. Mm. So this is one of the biggest shifts that happened. But just like also before this relationship, I just felt during the time so many shifts within myself. Like I was so scared of really showing myself, even to close friends. And I don't have that anymore. I'm like, okay, so either you like me or you don't. And I'm much more like comfortable with myself and with who I am and in my work. Sometimes it's really stressful. I work at a restaurant, and one of my bosses said to me, "You're always so relaxed. Nothing bothers you." And I could feel it. Like, yeah, it's stressful, but I know now that I can just do one thing after another, and I don't have to have this feeling that I have to do everything all at once, because if I don't, I'm not good enough. I don't have that anymore. And this is something where like someone mirrored that for me. Like he was like, "You're so relaxed all the time. That's really cool." And I was like, "Yeah, I haven't been that before. Nice." So yeah, that's something I realized too. And I'm just so grateful for everything, and especially the group. I mean, it was such a powerful experience just being with all of you and witnessing you and being witnessed by you all. And yeah, I would do it all over again.
So yeah,
I'm so glad that we still meet every month.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. After you go through Feel Without Fear, I have an alumni membership at the other side of it, if you're not ready to leave the group yet. So thank you all so much for sharing. I'd love to give Courtney and Robin and whoever is on the iPhone, if y'all have any questions that you would like to ask me or Emma, Wendy, Christina, or Eliana, please don't be shy. That's what we're here for. So I'll pause and let y'all, if you have questions, you can unmute yourself or you can put them in the chat, whichever you prefer.
Guys, that was amazing. Hold on. I'm going to put myself on camera. I really hate not being on camera. You don't understand. I do like school on camera. I do telehealth on camera. This is my child who's homesick with me today. But that was really powerful. And it was really amazing. And I just appreciate everybody like being so vulnerable. And I think even that just speaks to the program. Lindsay, I'm curious how often you run this program, because the reason I ask is I'm currently in school. And I'm a little nervous with the time commitment of Feel Without Fear. I know it's only like once a week in theory, but the hours I'm not sure would work while I'm taking classes and working and taking care of kids at the moment. So I'm just wondering how often you run this program.
So when it opens up at the end of February, it'll be the third time I run it. So since it's about 4 months long, I could run it, you know, three-ish times a year. And so far that seems to be working well. The difference for this next one that I'm doing though, is because there are so many people on the wait list, like there's 211 people on the wait list. Mm-hmm. So like, let's say, 50 people sign up. Let's just say 25% of the people on the waitlist sign up. Like I would probably divide that into two smaller groups. Because as everyone has spoken to here, like the group piece and the relationships and community is a huge part of it for me. So I don't want it to get too big, because then people can be more anonymous and I don't want people to be anonymous. So I may, if I get 50-ish people signed up or more, I will probably divide it into two cohorts and run them at the same time. And I would do one cohort. That's how I have been doing it, which is workshops are at 5 p.m. on usually a Wednesday night. And then group calls are on Tuesday morning at like 10 a.m. But what I would do if I had two groups is I would put people who were either like working and the daytime calls didn't work for them, or people who are in time zones for, like, you know, where it's like the middle of the night for them, but it's like Christina did that. She, oh my God, Christina's in Germany and our workshops would start at 5 p.m. or 6 p.m. and she be like awake at 3 in the morning, like, because she's like, I don't want to miss it. So I think you made 5 out of 6 workshops, which was pretty impressive, Christina. So what I would do is I would have workshops that are like at a different time of day so that people in other time zones or people that work full time could make it. Okay. So that could even, that might even be that we have like a workshop on a weekend or something. Okay. So I don't ever like plan my calendar, like where I sit down and go, okay, this year, here's everything I'm doing. I don't do that. I kind of take it in chunks of the year and it's like, okay, what am I feeling called to offer right now? Or like, what feels good for me? And then, you know, I might look at it 2 months in advance versus 12 months in advance. So I don't have a direct answer for how often I run it. So far it's been about every 4 months, but that could change. Or I could just end up doing 2 cohorts where they meet at different times. And then you would just be part of whatever group you're part of. Like you wouldn't go back and forth between the groups. Does that answer your question, Courtney?
It does. Yeah. I mean, it's certainly something I'll have to take into consideration. I'm sold on the program. Like I'm definitely sold on the program, but yeah, I just want to make sure I'm not overloading myself where I'm trying to do this healing work and I'm burnt out trying to heal at the same time. So
yeah, I get that. Well, okay. Let me ask you guys, Emma, Wendy, Eliana, Christina, cause you guys all work. Christina's the one who lives in the weird time zone. So you guys all work and I know there was homework, but did you feel like it was too much time? Like, have you felt like it was too much to incorporate into your schedules? Yeah. Wendy.
As Courtney, you've been talking, I'm like, to me, it's like a moment to exhale when you're with the group and like learn. It's like a treat. It's not like overwhelming, or it's just a nice check-in. And like for you, if you're in school and we have our lives going, this is something like that is like we're taking care of ourselves, checking in each week. And it's not like we get the information, but like there's not like this major homework. It's like your life is the homework, and then that we can apply those things that we're learning and hearing into our experience in our lives. So to me, it's not like I gotta fit this in. It really, I feel like, is a nice like addition. It's a nice place to come and feel like, okay, I'm not alone out there. I mean, like there's just so much value to the experience, and it's not like, oh my gosh, I'm going to take on too much. I don't feel that at all. Like, it's like, okay, I'm actually like being able to decompress somewhat. So to me, it would balance that out. If like, I don't feel like it's one more thing to take on. It's like, no, this is great to do while I'm living my life.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing that, Wendy. I have never let myself wonder out loud, like, I wonder if people really enjoy coming to this, or if this is like another thing that they're fitting into their schedule. So thank you. Thank you for that. I always and only ever want my spaces to be like, I'm really looking forward to it. Not like, oh, I guess I'll go to this class tonight. Like, I really do want it to be something you look forward to.
One thing about that, Courtney, is if you feel like you can't be to the lives, like if you weren't able to, because that's a big part of it, like to be in, like that's the experience I would really say, you know, go all in and be there and know that you can show up during that time versus doing the replays. The replays are there, but yeah, I just so if you can be there in that time and that's not a problem, that's just like, you know, easy. It's not like extra information in your brain. It's actually like to get out of your head and like we're dropping down into our body to kind of experience ourselves in all ways in the world.
Yeah. And that's more my concern than anything, is just like the physically being able to be there. Cause I definitely like listening to all of you and see the bond and the way that you guys are communicating and sharing. Like, I get the sense that the biggest benefit out of this whole thing is like sharing this community. And that's what I want to make sure. So it's almost more logistic than it is like brain wavelength, I guess. It's the logistics of it, but I've certainly got some time to try to figure that out.
Yeah. Let's see. I know Emma, you didn't come to all the lives. Christina, you missed one live. I don't remember if Eliana, if you came to all, I think you came to all the lives.
I think I may have missed one live,
Okay. When did you
but
come
I
to all the
mean,
lives? Okay.
I came
So,
to all the lives and then about half of the follow-up calls with the
right.
recap.
Yeah. So for those of you who didn't go through everything live and you caught replays, like my own perception of myself is that the energy of the live event is like incredible. I've never had to get my own replay because I missed something. So like I don't know what the replay experience is like. Is
I
it
was just,
yeah, yeah, Emma.
I excuse me, I unmuted too. As president of the David fan club, I really appreciate not only how quick he gets the replays up, but he has the video, the audio, everything's organized super just simply, and like I can listen to it as if I'm listening to a podcast. I can listen to it and go for a walk. I can listen to it while I'm cleaning my house. I can like absolutely the lives, you're there in the zone. But as someone who couldn't often be at the lives, knowing that the replay was there and being able to listen to it in a way that felt safe for me is usually me doing something else, because I know now it was my nervous system was like, no, this is too scary. You have to physically move your body. And I understand that now because it's like very cyclical, this. Because of having that option, it really helped me to then turn up to the lives. It's like one thing like just leans on the other. And Courtney, in your specific situation, I think I would be intrigued as to how this course can actually help with your burnout versus thinking that you can't do it because of your burnout. If that makes sense.
Yeah,
I
it makes
said
sense
it.
to me.
Damn.
You did it. That was great. Yeah, that was great. So for Courtney and is it Cecily or Sicily? Cecily? Is that how you say your name?
Hello, sorry, it's Cecily.
Cecily, okay. Were you the one that, okay, hi. Were
Hi.
you the iPhone and then you changed your
Yes,
name?
I
Okay.
was
Well, welcome.
the
Hello. So
iPhone.
I saw your question in the chat. Is this course only for women or can men also
Yeah.
take part? So, to be really honest, I've never had anybody ask this question. And I told David before the last cohort of Fit Without Fear, I was like, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. A man's going to want to join, or somebody's going to want their husband to join, or something. Like, I know it's going to happen. I don't know what to do. So, this really is a female-only space for Feel
Okay.
Without Fear. One, like, I've never put that on my website for obvious reasons because I have a fear that if I did, that I would get like raked through the internet coals of like transphobia. And I don't feel like dealing with that today, or ever really. But yeah, it really is for women. I think that it's really valuable for biological females to have spaces that are emotionally safe for them to gather, where, not that I have a problem with men. David is always a part of the Feel Without Fear calls. So he's a man, but he's in the chat, like putting links and answering questions and stuff like that. He's not really sharing anything. As this program gets bigger, which it is getting bigger. I mean, the first cohort that I had, which these four women were part of, he or sorry, that during the first cohort, I think there were, how many people do we have? Like 15-ish, maybe 20 were enrolled total. The second time I did it, which I'm currently doing now, we have 34. And then there's 211 on the wait list. So I could see that of those 211, some are probably men. And in the future, if I have a lot of men who are interested, what I would like to do is run a cohort that's just for men, because I think that men also need to have male only spaces where they can be vulnerable and emotional. So maybe one day I will run a male only cohort. I actually also told David a couple weeks ago, I was like, you know, I'm going to have to rewrite this, but like feel without fear couples edition, where like couples go through it together and like they sort out their communication, like, and you know, authentic expression and stuff like that. But for now it's women, biological females only for now.
Yeah. I thought that anyway, because I read the way I read it, it sounded like it was for females. I just wanted to ask.
Yeah, it is. Where are you from?
I'm from Germany also. Oh.
So is Christina. Where are you in Germany?
Near Munich in the south, like near the Austrian border.
Okay. Christina, yeah. I don't remember where you are.
I am from Nuremberg. Like, actually not Nuremberg, but Fürth.
That's not too far away.
Yeah, it's not so far.
Nice. That's exciting. Thanks
a lot.
For sure. Any other questions, Cecily?
No, I don't think so. It's just for my boyfriend. I'd like him to do that course also. So
honestly, I don't care. I don't care if he watches the replays with you.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I'd love for you to have a real life person that you can practice some of these things with. So if
you like Emma, you're doing that. I mean, with your husband, right?
Yeah, he has got so much benefit out of me literally just talking to him about it. Like, not even trying to coach him, not even trying to, you know, feel with him, but literally just in passing, he's got so much out of it. And like, I actually missed a workshop once because we were both feeling our feelings, and in the back of my mind I was like, Lindsay would be so proud.
Yes, she would.
Yeah, the ripple effect is just phenomenal.
Yeah, that makes me really happy, you guys. Yeah, please show your husbands.
Please. I mean, I'm like, David's watched us all. What's his? Is he going to come in and say anything?
Yeah, I don't know. David, are we you love here?
We're Team David. But yeah, just here, hearing David? Like, with relationships, hearing Lindsay and David's experiences and Lindsay sharing about them, and then David came in later on to share what like his experience has been with their relationship. So those are really good, like healthy, helpful things to hear about. Like, yeah. So you get that little part in there too, for sure.
Let me find him. He's recording, so that's why
I'm calling him out. Here.
Let me go find him. But y'all keep talking. I'll be right
and
back.
I will say that like this. Seeing all of you guys, like, I get so smiley and stuff, but like, I mean, I just, the space and like the free flowing of you all, like from the time when I first met you, is just so like, I just love it. Feels so nice. Like, you know, we were all so like back before, and now it's just nice to, it's really cool to see everybody kind of being in their own skin and like being, showing up and feeling more at ease. And like Eliana, like you said about the trust within, like, yes, we're going to like have these challenges and hard times and things in our life. And, but we're like, we're trusting in ourselves more because we actually have feeling ourselves. We like are experiencing ourselves. So, but yeah, it's super cool to just see like the lightness of all of you. Like, it's such a different, like, we're all, yeah, like it's cool.
Yeah. We're very like happy people. Okay. Wendy, what was it that you wanted to know what David?
Oh, I was just like, David has, hi, David.
Hi.
I'm calling you out. I'm like, but David has so much to offer. Like, we got to hear from him too. I know. I mean, you've seen us. You see, like, what you have probably a great, you know, observation and insight as to, like, what you see about the program, you know, firsthand, everything. Yeah. Just, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I guess I can share a little bit. So I've been a part of everything from the very beginning, including Lindsay's other workshops, the standalone things that most of you have probably been a part of. And honestly, it's impacted me. So, you know, I outside of our own relationship and the things that we've learned together and that we've gone through together, I didn't really know anything about the nervous system, about trauma healing and all of the things, like I said, except for our own experiences. But I can say that the things that I have observed have been pretty fucking awesome, actually. Getting to see people go from this state of just complete shutdown, fear, all the things, to you know, just looking at all of you now, the changes in your expressions, the smiles I see on your faces, the lightness that you carry, it's really beautiful to watch. And you know, I've watched Lindsay in the same way, you know, in our own relationship, getting to see her come through this process of knowing who she was whenever we met, and us knowing nothing, absolutely nothing, about trauma, about our insane childhoods, Lindsay's abusive childhood, you know, all of those things, the shit that we carry. And then to go from that to what you see now, you know, looking at Lindsay and observing her and learning from her and the things that she's teaching you, it's just, it's life-changing. It really is. And so for her to be able to impart all of that wisdom, all of the knowledge and everything that she's learned, not only she's experienced herself, but the things that she's taught herself, it's just, it's really beautiful to watch. And even going in with her, back whenever her psychiatrist lived here, and wasn't actually living in Texas, she does remote stuff with her same psychiatrist now because she liked him so much. But going into those appointments with her, and the way that they could talk back and forth, and she could use his language, and they understood one another, it was just kind of mind-blowing to me to see that. And to see him share with her the things he's...
David didn't know that, like, while I was fucking bedridden and, you know, shit, that I, like, went and got an online degree as a psychiatrist.
No, yeah, right. Yeah, no, I learned it whenever I was sitting in those appointments with her. But, in fact, it was funny because her psychiatrist even said, he was like, you probably know more about this stuff than I do. And so for him to say that, you know, this dude with like double doctorate degrees, PhD, all this kind of shit, and for him to say, you probably know more about this than I do, so I trust you to make good decisions and to know which medications you need, or you know, like what you don't need. And so whenever I heard all of that and I'm sitting there, I'm like, holy shit, like Lindsay is something special. It was kind of a turning point, really, for me to get on board and to be like, you know what, like if he can trust her, I can too. And so she started talking about like, hey, the universe is telling me there's this new thing happening. I'm not going to be doing a food blog anymore. And I'm like, okay, I can get on board with that. And but then I got to sit in with these early on nervous system 101 calls and workshops. And the very first time I sat through it, I was just like mind blown. I'm not only from what I learned personally, but just like the gift that Lindsay's giving the world is just astounding. And so to see where that has come to, what has culminated to this beautiful program that's several months long, and going through it now twice myself, it's just been really, really incredible to see how she is taking everything she's learned and re kind of packaging it and giving it to you. And I'm watching these women in these groups, seeing them come in one way and going through this process. And it's like watching a caterpillar going into the cocoon and having this metamorphosis and coming out on the other side, this beautiful butterfly, and, you know, coming out. And at the integration ceremony, it's like its wings are fully open and like, wow, this is amazing to watch. And so, yeah, Wendy, you're right. Like, I've gotten to experience that time and time again now. And you're all just so transformed and so beautiful. And like I said, with the light that I see in your eyes and the smiles on your faces, all the things, the transformations are just absolutely stunning. I don't know that I have any more to add beyond that, but if you have other questions for me, I'm happy to answer.
Oh, you're so great. Welcome, Sona. I hope I'm saying your name right. Sona. I don't know, but welcome. We've been on for about an hour already, so you've missed a bit, but if you have any questions that you came here with, you're more than welcome to either drop them in the chat or unmute yourself and ask them out loud.
Hi, everybody. I'm sorry I'm a little bit late, but as I joined just now, I'm going to just play the recording and maybe I can ask questions next time.
Well, there won't be a next time, but you're welcome to email us if you have questions. We can certainly answer your questions, but I'm assuming that you've looked at the website and you've read about Feel Without Fear.
Yes. And okay. Also, I'm following your Instagram and I absolutely love everything I see there. And I'm learning a lot from the stories and posts, and I'm very thankful for that. And I'm just waiting for the moment when I'll be ready to, to be part of a class or anything like that. But right now I'm just still reading, learning,
okay,
getting ready.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we're probably going to open up. So just to give you guys some logistics, I'm going to pull up my calendar here. So the current cohort of Feel Without Fear ends on Wednesday, February 21st. So probably sometime that week, I'm going to open up this cohort. And then it will stay open until probably the third or fourth week of March. And then in the last week of March is when we'll start with our first workshop. So we're looking at about, not that long from now. What is that? Like 7-8 weeks is what we're looking at. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'll open it up. There's not a limited number of seats, but I may have to limit it in the future. But for now, like if enough people sign up, I'll just divide it into two cohorts and I'll just run two at the same time. Which would be nice for you, Cecily. And it sounds like, Sona, where are you from?
I am from New York. I live in New York, but okay. Originally I'm from another country. I came to the US lately. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So what I was telling these ladies earlier before you hopped on is that we have over 200 people on the wait list for Feel Without Fear, and I've never limited the number of spots in the group before, and I don't plan on limiting it now. But if I end up having like 50 or more people sign up, then I'm probably going to divide it into two groups and run two groups at the same time. And so you would get to pick which group you want to be part of. One would be the schedule that I normally have now, which is once, sometimes twice. So the program itself is 4 months long. There's 6 workshops over 4 months. So usually in 1 month, there's usually two workshops. Sometimes in 2 months, there's two workshops. And then the rest, there's usually just one workshop a month. So it's not a huge time commitment. And then there's only a group coaching call after a workshop. So there's one, it'll be like a workshop and then a group call. A few weeks will go by, a workshop and then a group call. A couple weeks will go by, workshop, group call. So it's kind of staggered in that way. And the workshops have been at 5 p.m. Central Time on a Wednesday, and the group calls have been at 10 a.m. Central Time on a Tuesday. But for a second cohort of, you know, working people, people in different time zones or whatever, I might do like, you know, morning workshops because it would be evening overseas. So that would be convenient for overseas people. And then maybe like weekend group calls or even evening group calls, so that people overseas can catch them, like maybe in the morning. I would figure that out. The time zone thing is so confusing. And there's no, like, anybody in Singapore is like never going to be able to do anything with me live, like ever, no matter what I do. They're always like 13 hours difference, you know? So yeah, any other questions or any other comments before we wrap up? I just want to make sure that you've had a chance. I was expecting, or actually I didn't have an expectation. I was hoping there would be more people here today, but this is what happens when you do free calls. People are like, eh, whatever. So yeah, any other questions from you, Sona or Cecily, or anything else, Wendy, Eliana, Christina, that you would like to add?
No, I was just thinking about, there are so many things I want to work on or improve. I'm not like 100% aware of what I need to work on. So where should I start? Of course, I want to feel my emotions, but also I want to be authentic and, you know, I don't want to be a good girl. So there are so many things that I want to work on. So what is the first step?
You are in the right place. You made the first step. You're here.
Thanks, Wendy. I was about to say, well, feel without fear kind of covers all of that. So yeah. So now, have you taken my Nervous System 101 workshop yet?
No, not yet.
Okay.
So really new.
Okay, great. I would recommend that you start there. You don't have to start there because I do talk a lot about the nervous system in Feel Without Fear. But if I could like get a brand new person who's never been in my space before, and if they were to be like, okay, tell me where to start and what's the journey that you would have me take? Like, here's the journey I would have you take. I would have you do Nervous System 101 first. Maybe Thawing the Freeze Response second, but not necessarily. And then I would have you do Feel Without Fear, because that really is, in my opinion, it's going to save you time. Like, sure, you can try to DIY your healing and get all the free resources from like my podcast or Instagram or other podcasts I've been on or whatever. Like, you absolutely could do that. But the amount of time that that would take you, plus there's still a lot of other stuff you would have to figure out on your own. And that's just going to like draw out the amount of time and effort that you have to put into it. So if I was like going to save somebody a bunch of time, I would be like, take this nervous system workshop, get acquainted with this first, and then come to Feel Without Fear. Because in Feel Without Fear, we're exploring triggers, awareness, the voice in your head, complex PTSD, nervous system dysregulation, window of tolerance, boundaries, personal responsibility, agency, anxiety, learning the difference between fixing versus supporting, like all of those types of things. It's like, it's pretty all encompassing, I think. So yeah, that would be where I would tell you to start. David put the nervous system workshop link in the chat for you. So that would be where you could start. You would have plenty of time between now and the time Feel Without Fear starts to watch that workshop. If you have any questions, of course, you can email me. And then, yeah, we're going to start Feel Without Fear like last week of March.
Yeah, thank you for the information and for the link and for the direction. I'm going to follow it.
Great. Yay, I'm so happy. Yeah, we'll get that nervous system workshop. You're buying it as a replay. So it'll be like an instant thing that you can access. You won't have to wait for anything. And then you know, around the third week of February, I'll be starting to email people and putting it out there that Feel Without Fear is open.
Yeah, that sounds great. Yeah. Actually, wanted to show myself.
Oh, look at your long, beautiful hair. I love it.
Oh, thank you.
I would highly recommend listening to the replay, because then you just get a feel of kind of the vibe and energy with everybody here. And yeah, so gets you more familiar with the community, with Lindsay, with just like some of the words, some of the concepts, things we've all experienced. And
I would do that 100%. And I absolutely love everything I see on Instagram. Yeah, so ideally I would like to be like you, but doing me.
Yeah, for sure.
Perfectly said.
Yeah, for sure. I love that. You have your own medicine, and so do I, but there's a lot of overlap too, right? I mean, some of these truths that I teach are not from me. Like, these are like universal truths, you know? Like the necessity of noticing the voice in your head is not a unique concept to me, but I teach it in my own way, right? So I'm curious, I'm going to put Wendy, Eliana, and Christina on the spot. Was there anything that you felt was missing from Feel Without Fear that you would have liked to have had included, or you would have liked to have gone deeper with something that we only skimmed the surface of, or like, yeah, was there anything missing that you would have liked to have had or seen or learned? Be honest.
I personally don't think so. And then the fact that you gave the directions, like which replays to kind of go, I feel like it's all like a building, like they're stairs. They're all stairs to get you to where you need to be. And then for me, that culminated into doing like the one-on-one coaching. So I feel like it's all steps that lead you to where you have to go.
Yeah. Thank you for saying that. I've decided that from now on, like, obviously I have my current clients and not all of them have done Feel Without Fear, and that's fine. I'm not going to force them to, but, I've recently decided that I really, really, really only want to work with women one-on-one who have gone through Feel Without Fear first. Cause I think that the foundation that lays, the vocabulary it builds, the language it builds, just some of the concepts, like coming into a one-on-one coaching experience, having that groundwork laid, I think is going to be really, really impactful for people and actually give even greater results than what they're already getting from working with me. So, and you had a lot to do with that, Eliana. I was like, oh my gosh, I don't have to like refresh her or give her definitions or like teach her while we're in our sessions. Like, she has all this information already. She understands the language I'm speaking. It's wonderful. So yeah, I agree with you that the nervous system Feel Without Fear to private coaching pipeline.
Right? Yes. And it helped me too, because I am not like, I feel caught up enough to where we can really start talking about, you know, heavier or things that really need to get detailed. Yeah. Like it helped me. It helps with that too.
Yeah. So I guess I am curious about that. Like, do you think that you would have gotten as much out of private coaching if you had not done Feel Without Fear first?
I'm unmuted. I don't think so. Cause like I said, I needed, it's like yes and no, it depends. Cause there's some people who may not get to that point, and this is still really helpful information to get them to start taking turns. But for me personally, I needed to have like this information and the increments that I got it to be able to build me up to where I am right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like not a black or white answer.
Yeah, I love that.
Can I quickly jump on that too?
Yeah, please.
Because I'm not in your one-on-one coaching, but my therapist said the same thing to me. Like, she doesn't need to explain certain things to me because I use the language and we like just understand each other when she like saying something and I'm like, yeah, sure. Or I'm saying something and she says, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not just that, but if you're in therapy, it helps to be through this, because now actually I was looking for my therapist, like for a holistic therapist who is like including the body, and that was very important to me. And now she's using the same language that you do, and we are able to communicate on a whole different level than just like speech therapy or something like that. So yeah.
Oh, I love that. Thank you for sharing that with me, Christina. Yeah, the freaking golly, it never goes away. Like the imposter syndrome, the like, is it enough? Do I know enough? Do I have the right words? Can I it never goes away. It's like always in the back of my head. And then I hear this and it's like, okay, Lindsay, yes, you know the things. It's okay that you know the things. Like, but man, that voice in the head, it's like, but you don't have credentials. Like it dies hard, man. It dies really hard. Yeah, Wendy.
Oh, I was going to say that it sounds like you kind of want a roadmap. And, you know, where do I start? And for me, when I did the Feel Without Fear, the 4 months, like there was this part of me like, oh my gosh, I don't have to chase all this information of like gathering stuff, because I learned so much on Lindsay's Instagram and pulling from other places too. And I was learning all of this language and all these things that I hadn't experienced before, like this missing piece of the puzzle that I just hadn't experienced before or heard of. And I was like, yes, yes, yes. All that makes such sense. But there is a lot of overwhelm in all that information gathering. And so I could also sense that Lindsay like had done all that information gathering. Like, so for me, once I signed up for that, like there was a moment where I was like, I don't need to chase after all this information anymore or all this wisdom or insight, because it's being presented to me I trust that this is being presented with someone who knows what they're talking about and can connect with us. So for me, that was just like, oh, okay, I can follow that lead and not have to be doing this all on my own. Like, so that's a big part of just going down that road and just kind of knowing that, like, I don't have to go constantly just pulling things from everywhere. Like I have a plan and we're going on a on course. So helped me with that direction and that not getting out of that kind of overwhelm. Yeah. Of information.
Thank you so much for sharing. Actually, it's true. I was just learning so much from Instagram, and I was always thinking, if I get this information for free, what if it's not free? It's going to be better. But that makes sense. And also, I sent your profile to so many friends, even people who had complex PTSD, and they just talked about it, like childhood traumas. And I just talked about you, and they didn't even know about all these things. And I sent your profiling to every person, and they were so thankful. And I was like, yes, I learned a lot, but I know it's not enough, because there are moments where I feel like I need something, like knowledge, something, and I don't have it. And so that's why I joined today, and I'm really sorry I'm late. It's because of the work. But I really want to start doing something, you know, and I really like everything you do. And as you told me where to start, I'm going to start there.
Great. Yeah. What David is saying, the roadmap of Nervous System 101 to the freeze response to Feel Without Fear, is it really is a great way to go. And, you know, also like, that's like a pretty good, if you were spacing it out, like Feel Without Fear is about 4 months long. So if you did like a nervous system workshop 1 month, and then the next workshop or the next month you did Feel Without or Thawing the Freeze Response, and then the next month you did Feel Without Fear, which was 4 months, like that's a 6 month time period. And I mean, I would never make any guarantees like, oh my gosh, you're going to be all healed after 6 months. Like I would never, ever say that. I don't believe that. I think that's not realistic. It's bullshit. But if you did that in 6 months, you'd be a fucking different person on the other side of that 6 months. Like for sure. For sure. I don't know. You know, I mean, we're looking at, you know, women who have made huge decisions, like getting into a committed long-term relationship, leaving a partner and starting a business, all out on the other side of Feel Without Fear. Like it really does just, I don't know that it ignites like something in you to change as much as it holds up a mirror and is like, here's what's not working for you, bitch. Let's try something different. You know what I mean? Like, so it's just, it puts you face to face with your own shit in a way, like the filter is off. Like you can't not see these things about yourself and how they're affecting your life and keeping you from the things that you want and keeping you disconnected from your own body and your own intuition. So yeah, if somebody was like that 6 months of two workshops plus Feel Without Fear, that would be the ideal journey that I would want everyone who comes into my space to go on.
Yeah, to me, it's like, if you said, if you feel like with the things you watched with Lindsay, like that was me, it was like, you mean, okay, I can get more of this. I can get one. Like, come on. Like, I already feel that this is speaking to me so big that, like, let's take it to the next level. And it is. It's like, just, yeah, just it's such a gift for sure.
Thank you, Wendy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think you look so brave to me. Everything you do, it seems like it's you don't care about other people's opinions. And I don't know, maybe you do, but for me, it looks like how you do that. It's just like, for me, it's like, how can I do that? It's just not like wanting. I just want it, but I just feel differently still. And so I know, and I want this. Even if at the end I will just be myself, the true myself that I feel like I am, but there is a different person that I know that I am, which I don't totally like, but I feel differently inside. If I be myself, that'll be the best.
Sona, you're hitting the nail on the head. I tell everyone, and everyone here has probably heard me say it before, but the thing that sticks out the most that people are drawn to about Lindsay is 100% her authenticity. So when you see it on Instagram, it's captivating. It's like, how can she say this? How can she, you know, be this authentic and not really care what anyone thinks? That's it. That's what you're seeing is totally real. It's as real as you're ever going to see somebody be. And, yes. And if that's what you're looking for, then yeah, along the way, you're going to find that for yourself. And I'm sure that Eliana and Christina and Wendy can all attest to that, you know, that they have also found their authenticity along the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, authenticity isn't something that you find at once and bam, you have it. It's like a ever unfolding constant journey, right? And it's like a spiral. The deeper you go around those layers again and again and again, and you discover something new about yourself and you're like, oh yeah, that fits. That feels good. Right. And to be really clear, it's not that I don't care what anyone thinks. I just don't care what everyone thinks. I do care what some people think. I do care very much what David thinks about me. But it's mostly the people in my real life that I really care what they think, because they're the ones that, you know, are with me on a day-to-day basis and are actually directly impacted by me getting triggered or me getting outside my window of tolerance or, you know, something. Like, that guy right there is probably affected more than anyone on this planet. So, yeah, it's not that I don't care what anyone thinks. I just don't care what everyone thinks. And, the process of Feel Without Fear for me has even related to my online presence, because when I did care what everyone thought, it was much more difficult for me to say some of the things that I say, because whenever I would say something that was like a hot take or, you know, controversial or whatever, like when people came along and they were, you know, calling me an idiot or saying I wasn't qualified or telling me I'm like a transphobic white supremacist or like whatever. I mean, I've been called everything at this point. You know, I would want to hide. I would want to be like, oh, I can't say those things anymore. No, you know, because I didn't know how to deal with the fallout, in a way that didn't make me want to hide. And so Feel Without Fear for me is like, when I do get those comments on the internet, and I still get them. So when I do, I notice and feel what comes up in my body. And if I feel, you know, triggered or attacked or ashamed or like I don't know enough, or I don't have enough credentials or whatever, like I can notice that feeling now and I can meet it with awareness and curiosity and be like, you know, well, why am I giving this random stranger on the internet so much power over like my internal state right now? They don't even know me, you know? Whereas before, when I didn't have that awareness, it was like, oh no, if that's what people think about me, okay, I won't post about this anymore, you know? And so it was like a fawning through censoring myself, basically. Like, and yeah, the more that I can feel other people's criticisms of me or whatever, and like realize that it probably has way more to do with them than it has to do with me, then I feel just freedom to like say the things, you know, like say the thing, do the thing. And whether I lose followers or not doesn't actually matter. Like, it really doesn't matter because I don't have attachment relationships with the internet, you know? Yeah. So Feel Without Fear for me literally has affected every single part of my life. And it's not like a one and done thing. It's like, you just start living as like, okay, I'm feeling it. I'm meeting it with curiosity. Oh, there's that judgmental voice again. Okay. Like, you're just present with all of it as it's happening. You're not solving anything or fixing anything. You're just, it's like, okay, this is what's coming up right now, right? This is what's happening. So yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for explaining, like, not fixing, supporting, you care, it's not like you don't care what everybody thinks, but no, how did you put that? But thank you for saying it. I understood it. It's just that I cannot repeat.
I just don't care what everyone thinks.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Because yeah, I love people and I'm going to always care what they think. There are people that I care about, but yeah. I want not to care about people that I don't know, but I still care.
Yeah. So why, right? Why do you care about what people you don't know think?
Yeah. And also I care. I want to look better than I am. Another thing.
Yeah.
That I do all the time. And I know that I don't need to do that, but.
Great awareness. Yeah. So like in Feel Without Fear world, like what I would meet you with that, if you were like, I want to appear better than I am, right? First of all, like, that's a fucking vulnerable thing to say. That's not easy to admit to people. Not very many people we know would say that out loud, right? So thank you for your vulnerability about yourself. But then also, like, needing to appear better than you are is trying to protect you from feeling what?
Worse than others or inferior.
Okay. And what, and feeling inferior is bad because?
Because you're gonna lose.
Yeah. Is that true?
I don't think so. Some people will accept me or, you know, others just the way they are. But I just don't want to give them a choice to reject me.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, I just want to be kind of perfect so they don't even have a choice.
Are you ever perfect enough?
No, never. I'm not perfect. And that's the problem. If I was perfect, there wouldn't be a problem.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting? If I was perfect, there wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, I would just be myself and everybody would just love me.
Would you be yourself if you were perfect?
Yes, I think so.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You don't think humans are authentically messy and imperfect?
Yeah, I think there are no perfect people. But in my mind,
mm-hmm.
I just want to be that perfect person. So I will not blame myself after every conversation about all the things that I said wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe being perfect is protecting me from feeling self-blame and feeling wrong for the things that I say.
That yeah. And also not loved.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So being perfect protects me from feeling unloved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think everything I've done in my life was for being loved. I was just kind of asking everybody to love me, or maybe making them love me by being the perfect version of what they want to see. But I just really wanted them to love me. And sometimes, thanks to you, I'm aware of that. But mm-hmm. sometimes it just takes over. And it's just living its own life. And I'm just like becoming a person that I'm not. And I'm in the middle of all that. I'm like, this is not me, but okay, whatever. So I just don't want to do that. I just want to love myself enough, like you do.
Yeah. Well, it starts with being curious about that part of you that wants to be perfect.
And to be honest, I'm so surprised that I'm saying all this right now. I just had my lunch and I was like, I just want to see if I can, you know, listen to you saying like some things. I didn't even expect me to speak today. And this is like so unexpected. I don't even know. I'm feeling a lot right now.
Well, I don't know what to say. I have that effect on people.
Yeah, that's Lindsay magic.
But I I appreciate you sharing, even though you weren't expecting to. Like, I think that's lovely and wonderful.
Thank you.
David turned his camera back on. What do you need to say?
I don't have to say anything. Christina just said it. She said that's Lindsay magic. That's yeah, that just happens whenever you're speaking with Lindsay or and connecting with her. It will draw it out of you. So it just happens. It's okay. You're welcome to share.
You know, the thing I was thinking before you even said any of that, Sona, about love, I was like thinking and wanting to share how with all of Lindsay's posting and authenticity and showing up and kind of what, like, I want to have what she's having, but like you said, exactly. Sona, like, I want that for me, like in me, I want to feel that. That's something I know exists in me. So like, how can I be liberated to feel those ways and then show up more like that, more freedom, liberation, and being myself? So we all have that in us. So it pushes like a button or something lights up when we see it. One thing I don't think comes across, I mean, the authenticity comes across 100%. The part that when you work with Lindsay, like, there, she is so sensitive to us, like, so she has such the biggest heart. She's so kind. Like, you're not going to see that as much like an Instagram, but like this interaction right now, even that she has so much heart and love, and there's such a tender, sweet side, part of her, that's part of her that like we get to see in working with her. So, and you get to, and I feel very loved and cared for, like, she cares about me. She might not care what I think, but she cares about me. So right. there's a lot of heart, and that comes through of like being very much held and having space and walking you through something like she just did with you to kind of help you get curious and like look at things. That we do a lot of that, those moments where we get to witness you, and that's really powerful for me to witness you and what you're sharing, and that you've learned this information. Just like think of those seeds that have been planted of what your awareness is, what you've learned so far that you're wanting more of, that you were able to like share this right now and talk about it and open up and be on screen. And like, I mean, it's a special moment to me, I would think, you know, that's pretty cool. So good job.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really special. And I'm so thankful for this. Wow.
Good.
I thought this is just a normal day.
I don't know, Sona, I don't know what to tell you. Like, see, I would never like think that's my magic in my head. Like, I would never think that. So when someone else says it, I'm just like, oh, that's so funny. But like, I think that what I've observed about my own containers that I have created is that there is this sense of like, I don't have to keep up with the facade that I need in day-to-day life. Like, I can drop that to be, or people can drop that to be in my space. And thank you, Wendy, for pointing out that people may not see this side of me on Instagram. And that's because on Instagram, like, I don't have reciprocal relationships with people on Instagram, you know? Most of them are never going to buy anything from me. Most of them will never be in my spaces or my groups or my workshops, you know? And so I don't have the same level. It's not that I'm ever inauthentic. Like, I'm not inauthentic on the internet, but the closer you are to me, like, this is a closer space than just being a follower, right? Feel Without Fear is an even more intimate space than this is. So it's like, as you enter into those different levels of intimacy with me, you also get even deeper levels of authenticity. And that's where you see my authentic, like, nurturing, sweet, genuinely caring, empathetic side come up. Whereas on Instagram, you don't see that as much, but that's because I'm not required to make investments like that with people that I don't know, you know, and that aren't in containers with me. Cause like, that's where the magic happens, because that's where the safety is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I can feel it. I can feel the difference once you started talking about it. And then I started thinking that there is a difference. Like, I felt your energy. You cannot hide that. It's obvious, but
yeah.
But here it's just like so sweet. Like, I'm kind of melting. Because of this, and there is a difference, because on Instagram it's a different energy. It's like a little bit, not a stage, maybe I just like performance too much. I just see everything in terms of stage and performance, but here is just like an intimate room where there are candles and we're just like opening up, but there is just like a performance, a really honest one, open one, but there are so many people and you don't know them. So I think there is a difference of energy, but the energy is the same.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for clarifying that. I like that. It's not, it's like a performance, but it's like a genuine.
Very well said.
Really well said. I like that a lot, Sona. Thank you. All right. Well, I want everyone to have a chance to get back to your life today. So.
But it's not a normal day anymore.
No.
I thought today was going to be a normal day. I love that.
So does anyone have any other questions or comments or anything you'd like to add about Feel Without Fear before we hop off? No? Okay. Well, wonderful. Thank you all for coming. I really appreciate to you, Eliana, Wendy, and Christina. Thank you so much for coming and sharing your experiences, and just watching you all be vulnerable and authentic makes my heart really happy. And yeah, for everyone who came and hopped off, or Sona and Cecily who are still here, thank you so much for being here. I really, really hope to see you in Feel Without Fear. It's going to open up in about 3 weeks ish. So keep an eye open. It will open to the wait list first. You'll get an email about it from me before you'll see anything about it on Instagram, because I always like to give my waitlist people first preference, because you did take the time to join the waitlist, which is what it's for. So yeah, that'll be happening in about 3 weeks-ish. And until then, I don't think I have anything else. So thank you all for being here. I'm going to go have lunch now. And bye, Eliana, bye, Wendy, bye, Christina, bye, Cecily, bye, Sona. Thank you for being here. I'll talk to you all soon.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Thank you.